Hey, a lot of great college football talk there in that first segment, but we're going to change the script just a little bit now as we move our way into high school basketball. I know high school basketball doesn't start for a few months, but we got some new faces in new places, and we want to kind of share those with you.
Yes, we do. And it's a gentleman that's been with us when he brought his team recently to the Huntsville City Classic. He's the all-time winningest coach in Albert Villagi history, spending 24 years at the school. He's also been head basketball coach at Douglas and his alma mater, DAR. He and his father also great players for the DAR Patriots during his prep days. And he's been an outstanding coach and teacher. He built the Aggies into the most consistent program in Marshall County, winning nine Marshall County tournament titles, winning numerous area championships, going to regionals numerous times. They were just the picture of consistency. But now he is going to come to our community. Really, he's been in North Alabama, as we said, but going to be in our bubble now in Madison County as the new head coach of the Buckhorn Bucks, a program that's won a couple of state championships in their own right. And have a lot of tradition, and now they're coming off of a 24-win season themselves, so he's going to try to continue the climb and the resurgence of Buckhorn basketball, and that is Patrick Harding, who's with us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Coach, it's going to take me a little while to get used to saying that, but good morning. You're with Drew and Scott. How are you?
Morning, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming on. And Coach, I know it had to be an emotional one for you and your family, your sons, Dylan and Dane, big part of the future with Coach Shulman and UAH basketball, but they were a big part of your program at Albertville as well. It had to be a difficult decision to decide to leave and come to Buckhorn.
Yeah, well, it was. Albertville's home to us. It'll always be home to us. We spent a lot of time here and raised our kids here. The community's been unbelievably supportive of our family and the program over the years, and it certainly was bittersweet. Got a lot of great memories here, and well, we have a lot of friends and church. So it definitely was a hard move to make, but we're excited about coming to New Market and starting a program over there.
Yeah, you make that move to Buckhorn, and as you mentioned, I mean, Albertville and you guys, I mean, it would take a special move to make that happen. So what was it special about Buckhorn that made it intriguing enough to leave a place where you have so many memories and deep ties to?
Well, it's interesting. My wife is a educator as well, and she's retiring this year. And so we thought we might both retire and maybe look in Tennessee, somewhere along the interstate where we could still get back down and watch games in Huntsville. And that just never happened for us. And so about that time, the Buckhorn job came open, and I thought, well, if we were going to move anyway, let's see about this job, because it is a job with great basketball tradition. It's close to Huntsville, where we've always wanted to live and are looking forward to moving over there. I was just really impressed with Mr. Markham, the principal, and Mr. Carroll, the athletic director, when I met with them. And the more I looked at it, the more I liked it. And since I've been over there for two or three weeks working with the kids, I like it more and more every day.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And Coach Mark Blevins, who really joined us, before their playoff run, he did a really nice job of kind of reestablishing the Buckhorn brand and getting their program to number one in the state a couple of years ago, Coach. So there's already been some culture created. I know you'll put your own stamp on it, but certainly a program that's in pretty good shape as you take it over.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's got a lot of pieces in place for it to be successful there. The kids are really disciplined and are eager to learn and willing to embrace maybe a bit of a new style. But yeah, it's a great job, and Coach Blevins made it a better job, from when he came there 5 years ago.
Yeah, and you come in and you walk into a Buckhorn squad, and I'm sure you've probably have had a chance to meet some of the kids and kind of introduce yourself. But there is some talent returning to that Buckhorn squad as well.
Yeah, so they have six or seven guys back from last year's team. They graduated four kids that probably scored about 85% of the points last year. So the guys we have back are guys that were playing more of a limited role last year than we're going to ask them to play this year. We have two seniors coming back, Trent Barnes and Julian Bradford, who are probably in their top six, along with Carter Malaris. And but we have a lot to work on because we Buckhorn lost a lot of scoring. Goals are going to be changing. We're going to be asking kids to do more offensively than they've done in the past. And that's going to take some time.
Well, and Coach, to circle back really quickly, we'll delve a little bit further into the Buckhorn situation, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. I know it's you've had a little bit of time to reflect as you've been at your new place for about 3 weeks now. What are your underlying memories and favorite, I guess, parts of your journey at Albertville? Because, I mean, it's as your departing AD said, as you were leaving Albertville, it's really – you don't see it too often when a coach stays at a place, you know, for 24 years. And so, obviously, there was a lot of special people there. You know, you were able to run the program the way you wanted to. But just talk about being able to win 500 games and be the all-time winningest coach at a place like that.
Yeah, the longevity of being here is something that no coach expects when they take a job. I'd been a coach at Douglas for 3 years and DAR for 4 years. Ended up being here 24, and so something that anyone expects when they take the job. I had a lot of help. We had great administrators who supported what we were doing and put up a lot of my mistakes. As I was learning and growing to be a teacher and a coach, I think a big challenge for basketball coaches today in our area in the South is just football is such an animal, monster, and basketball is never going to be as big a sport in Alabama as football is. But we had administrators here who made sure that basketball had their time with the kids, that basketball had their place and of prominence here, and made sure that we had all the resources we need, the coaches we need. I had a large say in who was coaching at middle school and what they did and what their schedule looked like. And all those things, I think, are necessary in a community the size of Albertville and Buckhorn, for that matter, to make it a better job and a better situation and one where the kids can be successful. Being able to coach my kids here and their friends is a very special time. It can be challenging coaching your kids. I think we probably handle that as well as could be expected at home and not being able to, and being able not to talk basketball so much at home. My time in Albertville is just great memories, and I appreciate so much the people and the coaches and the players who help us be successful.
Yeah, having all that and going through all that for so many years, I can only imagine how hard it was, though, to say, hey, we're moving on to Buckhorn.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. That meeting to talk to the kids, we've got kids here that have played on a program for 5 years, senior year, and I'm sure this is not something that they were expecting. We've got kids who've been on the varsity since ninth grade that, we've grown really close to as a family. So that made it very difficult. I mean, you grow close. Really close to the kids, and so it's a very emotional time. It still is.
Yeah, no question about that. And Coach, now to circle back, the one thing is what I've heard is that you're inheriting some talent, but also the middle school program has got some outstanding young players. So, and you talked about the culture you were able to build at Albertville, and then that's a key, setting up the middle school program to where they have expectations, and they coach a certain way, and a lot of times where there's a lot where if you have similar systems put in, there's not as much adjustment when they get to the high school level. That's got to be kind of the exciting challenge of this at Buckhorn, because I think some of the tools are there for you to be successful and to be successful right away, but also in the immediate future as well.
Absolutely, there is a lot of talent in the younger grades at Buckhorn. I've been able to see two or three, and Coach Willis, who is a middle school coach there, has done a great job with them, and has been able to hook me up with two or three of them to come over and play at the high school some in the afternoon and the last period of the day. I'm really encouraged by what I see. We have some kids that are ultra talented, and I think basketball fans in our area are going to hear a lot about these young men moving forward, because they really have a lot of ability, and I think, you know, maybe I can help and enhance some of that as we move forward. And I'm excited about trying to implement a program, you know, 7 through 12, and even in some of the youth grades, and try to incorporate what we did here at the middle school level, because it did give us an advantage when we were able to learn a style of play, our terminology, and try to, you know, install a culture or build a culture when you're able to start doing it seventh grade as opposed to ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. And Coach, in the last few minutes with you, but one thing I was very impressed with when I watched your teams play is you had a large staff with you at Albertville that I thought did a really good job. Everybody seemed to the roles were defined with your coaches on the bench, and I know you're going to try to build the same thing. Talk about the staff you're going to try. I know you're probably still in the middle of putting that together, but I know that the challenge is going to be to put together a similar type staff at Buckhorn.
Well, Drew, I appreciate you saying that, because I think that was part of our secret sauce here, to be honest. The middle school program was very important here at Albertville, and I say here because I'm in classroom in Albertville this morning. But those guys were crucial in us kind of growing and getting better each year. We were able to hire coaches who aren't traditional educators and come in and be assistants. And everybody, you know, had a role and kind of embraced the role, and I appreciated that. They're really a selfless group, and, you know, just really work hard and serve kids every day. And that's what we're going to try to do at Buckhorn. Right now, you know, Coach Willis at the seventh grade has helped. We're in the process of hiring two or three more coaches. Coach Watkins, who was the JV coach there last year, has been great in the transition and helping me learn the kids and learn the school. I appreciate him so much for that. We have some openings on the staff, and as jobs get posted, you know, I've got a lot of guys who are anxious to come over and interview. So I'm optimistic that we can put together a really good staff. I would love for it to be now, but I just know as part of the transition, that's not always you're not going to get what you wanted exactly when you want it. Mm-hmm. But I do think we've got a chance to put together a really, really good staff, and I'm excited about you know, getting those guys together in June and July when we're able to do that.
No question.
Yeah. And I'm sure you got, what, summer play-in dates to look forward to this summer?
Yep.
Yeah, we're able to play 3 weeks in June, so we've got trips planned to UAH, Alabama, Lipscomb University. We're going to do a local play day in Huntsville, and maybe one at Hartsell, and I'm looking for one more. Trying to get some dates where we are taking all three teams. I think it's crucial now that we try to get our freshman and JV games with the high school team as well. I think that will help in kind of building a culture. And there's going to be some events that we just take the varsity to. But we're going to try to get our freshman and JV at a lot of those events as well.
Final question for me, Coach, before we wrap it up. Is your schedule for the in November and in the fall into the winter, your school schedule, is it set yet, or you still got to finish it?
You talking about the game schedule?
Yes, or the game schedule.
Yeah. We're pretty much set. Coach Clemens, our girls coach, has put that together for us, and we've added a game or two recently. But I think it's pretty much set. We've got a couple of dates that if we can find a common school that has that date open, we'll fill that. We're gonna participate in the Into Hoops tournament that Coach Teague puts together at Bob Jones. We're gonna participate in that in Thanksgiving. And when we got the job, I called Coach Stapler and asked if we could play in the Huntsville City Classic, and he agreed to let us come. We appreciate that. So I think that's going to be really exciting for the kids to be able to play in that. It's going to be great competition. I hope, make a good showing there. Those are two things I think kind of highlight our schedules, of be able to play in those two tournaments locally, and also looking at the possibility of playing in a Martin Luther King Day event as well.
That's all great stuff, and we're really glad Buckhorn's going to be back in the Classic and also in the Into Hoops. I've been a big part of both those tournaments. So, coaches, welcome to Madison County. I mean, it's bittersweet that you won't be at Albertville, but we're really excited about what you can do at Buckhorn. Congratulations on the move with you and your family, and thank you for joining us and talking some Bucks basketball this morning.
Drew and Scott, thank you guys for having me for what you do for high school athletics.
Thank you. Coach Harding with us, the newest member of the Buckhorn Buck coaching family.
Well, yes, it is, and we know there. It's been a while since Buckhorn's been in the Classic, Scott. And,
yeah,
it's great to have them back. They got a lot of good young players. Coach is going to do a great job there. I think Coach Blevins did a great job rebuilding it. They did lose Nylan Thomas and some other really good seniors. He talked about Thomas is going to UAH to play with his son, so. It's going to be an exciting time, though. I'm excited for the opportunity for Coach Harding.
All right, let's get a break in. We're behind. Let's get a break in real fast.
You're listening to Talkin' Ball on 97.7 ESPN, The Zone.
Good morning from the traffic center. We've got inbound traffic building steadily all across the valley. So far, it looks like a pretty good ride in. We're not finding any wrecks or stalls or traffic signal problems. You be careful. Try to get out that door early if you can. Expert heart care backed by advanced technology. When you need cardiac care, you need the heart doctor. Dr. Randall Burns and the team at Huntsville Heart Specialist. Captain Nick in the North Parkway, Popeye, Skywatch Traffic Center.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
This is Wes Neighbors talking to Chris Haygood of Bob Wallace Appliance. Chris, what sets you apart from other appliance dealerships?
Wes, these appliances are going into the most used room in your house, your kitchen. The way we have these appliances displayed, it's easy for you to visualize how they'll look in your home. Wes, what sets us apart is the people. They're well-trained. In fact, they live and breathe these appliances. And if you need service, you'll really appreciate our parts department.
Contact Bob Wallace Appliance at 256-533-2121.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made